This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
We're feeling the love today on Valentine's Day, live from the Fargo Dome. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Hanging out with some corn and soybean farmers today, as a matter of fact, as they find out the latest and the greatest of what's happening here at the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo, sixth annual event happening right here. And let's just see here. We've got a couple of events that are just starting right now. The a mini session happening on the arena floor. Then there's the main stage events taking place on diversification through animal agriculture. And a hot topic here today, the lunch break at 11:50. The wild side of weather. They must be talking about our own chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki. We're going to talk about that in a minute here, the wild side of weather, after a few nice days. North Dakota's energy future on biofuels at 1:55. 2:45, perspectives on the 2023 Farm Bill. And Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here, along with former U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp. And then at 3:50 on the main stage, Ag Policy 2023 and what's driving agriculture now. So all that happening at the 2023 Northern Corn and Soybean Expo here at the Fargo Dome. I encourage you to come on by and say hello. We have a few more guests that will join us from the event as well on the program, too. Right now, I wanted to give you an update on the weather situation. It is the hot topic here. Everybody wondering when it's going to hit, what it's going to bring. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki back with us on What's on Your Mind for a little bit of an update on what we're seeing here. Hello, Dean.
Hey, good morning, Scotty. It's a quiet start to the day. So if you're heading out to the Fargo Dome, weather looks okay for today. I think we won't have any problems today, at least during the daylight hours for the most part, although there is a little bit of drizzle now starting to push into Lakes Country, Elbow Lake. In that area, reporting some light drizzle as moisture starts to work northward from a developing storm system entering the central plain. So we'll see the clouds sticking up as we head throughout the day, mainly cloudy. Highs right around 34 today with southeast winds switching to the north. Northeast, about 10 to 25. And then a blizzard warning goes into effect tonight. It will see a wintry mix developing this evening, quickly changing over to snow. It's going to turn windy, too. That's going to be the big problem with this storm is the wind. We'll have winds out of the north at 30 to 45, gusting over 50 miles an hour tonight. We'll drop down to a low near 10 above. That snow should wind down by around 3 in the morning, a little later in Lakes Country, but we'll still be left with blizzard conditions, not only late tonight, mainly after about 10 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock, give or take an hour, and lasting through about 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Even though the snow will be done tomorrow morning, the winds will still be howling out of the north at 30 to 45 and gusting to 50, but those winds will relax as we head into the afternoon. High tomorrow around 12 above, and then we'll quiet things down Thursday and Friday. Highs around 10 above Thursday and in the 20s for Friday. Total snowfall, it's going to be a sharp cutoff as you head west of the valley. Let's say on a line from about somewhere between Valley City and Jamestown up through Grand Forks, along and west of that line, less than an inch of snow. As you get closer to the valley, we're looking at about 1 to 3 here in the FM area. As you head down towards, let's say, Lisbon, Sisseton, Fergus areas, Could see 3 to 5 inches and some localized 6-inch amounts. I think here in the FM area, we're leaning closer to about 2 to 3. And you factor in 50-mile-an-hour winds with that, and travel's not going to be recommended as we head into the overnight, and especially tomorrow morning, as those winds are going to be the big problem. Not the amount of snow. It's the winds whipping all that around. It's going to, we'll have near-zero visibility through at least tomorrow morning before conditions improve tomorrow afternoon.
Well, this is I'm looking at the radar. This is a massive system.
It's a big system.
Literally right down the Mississippi River.
Yep.
I mean, it's right in the middle of the country.
Yep. And this is right on target with the LRC. LRC predicted months ago a potential for a major storm in the midsection of the country mid-February, and sure enough, that's what we got. And we're going into the stormy part of the LRC cycle. After this storm, we'll see a few days break, and then we'll be watching a very active storm track coming off the Pacific all the way through the end of the month. So that along with Arctic air, and we told you that the second half of February is going to be much different than the first half, so buckle up. And if you don't have to travel after, let's say, 8, 9 o'clock tonight, I'd stay home and just kind of relax. And tomorrow morning, I'm sure it's going to be extremely difficult for that morning rush hour. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of cancellations or at least delays.
That's so when to when on the travel difficulties?
I would say after 9 o'clock tonight, things rapidly go downhill. I wouldn't even recommend travel after midnight. It's going to be extremely windy, a lot of blowing snow. And then that will go through about 9 and 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, where travel is just more than likely not going to be advised.
So it's not a lengthy blizzard, but it's a brisk one.
It's a quick windy one, but man, when you got winds gusting over 50, even if it's an inch of snow on the ground, that's gonna really produce a lot of trouble, a lot of headaches. And we're getting some indications by our latest short-term models leaning a little bit higher. And you wouldn't think there's a big difference between 1 inch of snow and 50 mile an hour winds and 3 inches of snow and 50 mile an hour winds. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but it's a huge deal, and that's why we're watching very closely. Between 1 inch and 3 inches, and our models are trying to lean a little closer towards the 3-inch mark, which would just make things even more difficult to get around overnight and tomorrow morning.
Do you expect, any other blizzards on the horizon is what I'm trying to ask?
You know what, Scotty? According to the LRC, somewhere between the 22nd and the end of the month, there's going to be another major system here in the midsection of the country, a little more widespread than this one going through right now. So just put that on your calendar, somewhere between the 22nd and the end of the month, the potential of another major system entering the midsection of the country. So whether that skirts just to our south is going to be very dependent on how much Arctic air, how deep that pulls in out of Canada, because we're going to have a pretty decent push of some Arctic air sometime around the 21st through the 28th. And if that Arctic air goes deep enough southward, yeah, it will be bitterly, bitterly cold, but it will push that storm track to the south. But somewhere between the 22nd and 28th, another major system will be pushing through the midsection of the country.
And by major system and
probably Arctic, blizzard.
Arctic air, okay.
Yep, blizzard-like conditions in Arctic air.
You're talking about the same drill here.
Yep.
Yeah. And how about immediately after this one? Now, did you say the 22nd on the next one?
Yeah, so that'd be a week from tomorrow. Yeah, about a week from tomorrow.
I was going to say, that's only a week away.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we're right back at it next week. Wow.
Yeah, but we'll have a break from Thursday through Saturday. A little clipper system might come in here Sunday and Monday. But we'll quiet things down. We'll actually, after a brief push of cold air after this system, we'll warm back up into the 20s for the upcoming weekend, so that's not too bad.
Once again, another victory for the LRC model, though, to have an idea of you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was predicted months ago that watch out mid-February. Now, and mark this on your calendar, too. This same weather pattern will be back in 50 days. That's the length of the LRC cycle. So that would put us early April. Now, by then, we're pulling that jet stream a little further north, but that would either mean blizzard conditions around our area or areas just to our west. We might be on the warm side of the storm by early April and deal with rain instead of blizzard conditions. We'll wait and see, but this same pattern will be coming back around in about 50 days, which will put it in early April.
K Kev, what do you think? You take windy and rainy versus windy and snowy.
Yeah.
Without
right?
a doubt.
Please.
Yeah. Right, without a doubt.
put in our order right now.
We'll see what we can do.
The LRC and see what we can do. All right, so one last time on the blizzard warning for today into tonight.
Yeah, blizzard warning.
Tonight rather, tomorrow.
Yeah, mainly tonight. It goes into effect at 6 o'clock, but again, I don't think the worst conditions are going to be materialize until after about 9 o'clock tonight. So if you have evening plans, it's Valentine's Day, a lot of people go out for dinner, just be back by 8, 9 o'clock. I think you're going to be okay after that. That's when things really start to go downhill. Blizzard warning in effect. We'll have near zero visibility or zero visibility all the way through the overnight hours. Snow should start to wind down by 3 a.m., but conditions will still be horrible tomorrow morning due to the high winds continuing, but improving by tomorrow afternoon.
Hey, Dexter said, good morning, guys. A number of us want to attend the state wrestling tournament starting Thursday morning in Fargo. What will the weather be? It'll be moved out of here.
It'll be fine. It'll be out of here by then. Yeah,
absolutely. You're good. Yep. All right.
We're not going to slow down wrestlers. They're tough luck.
Yeah, right. Maybe they're fans, but not this week.
Yeah, exactly right. Thanks, Dean. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist on What's on Your Mind. We'll continue with more after this. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
lifted me higher and higher on Valentine's Day. Hope you show your sweetie the love for Valentine's Day. Live at the Fargo Dome. A lot of farmers loving what they're seeing here for the Northern Corn and Soy Expo. Sixth annual event at the Fargo Dome with a lot happening here. Matter of fact, I encourage folks to come on by and find out what's happening here. If you're in the corn or soy world, you'll love the expo. It's a great event. They work very hard on it. A lot of good information and a lot of good displays. So get on out here and check it out. That's for sure. 21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. A lot of feedback on Nikki Haley announcing that she is a candidate for president. Kev, one listener said, Nikki is not my cup of tea, and here's why, and sent me a link to something called nationalfile.com, saying that Nikki Haley is one of Klaus Schwab's young global leaders. Did not know this. The donor class darling of 2024 was one of Klaus Schwab's young global leaders of 2011. GOP or Nikki Haley ranks among those politicians captured by Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum, it says here. With Haley's ties to Schwab dating back to early on in her political career when she was one of the carefully procured young global leaders. She got a little explaining to do there. I think that definitely will come up. She could probably say, you know, hey, I didn't have any idea that they were this kind of an organization, and I no longer am a part of it. But it'll give her a little bit of grief, wouldn't you say, with some of the folks?
I'm getting ready to make my first bowl of popcorn here, so it's too early to call any of it.
Yeah, you better explain to
folks. Trump's in. Okay. Yeah, there'll be another 6, 8, 10 of them before we're done here this fall.
Your plan is just to watch.
Who cares? Yet doesn't matter yet. There are a bunch more going to announce, and the games begin. So way early. I think it was early for all of them yet, but there's got to be a strategy.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Mainly because you get up every day and you wonder what Joe Biden is going to do to destroy America and what we stand for today.
Oh, yeah, well, nothing you can do about it today or tomorrow, but we'll be hopefully praying shortly we'll be able to effect some change in this circus.
By the way,
clown car that is Washington, D.C. right now.
Speaking of Biden and what he's doing, there's a pretty significant hubbub amongst the White House press corps that he is not speaking on the four downed objects. And what's happening there? If he were to speak, do you have an example, Kevin, of what he would say? And maybe we should just provide for them what we believe will be his comments.
You know, the rapidly rising...
that's the go-to.
That balloon went from 40 to 60,000 to 80,000. Yeah, it was way up there, yeah.
Anyway...
Anyway, what is the anyway for? Is it the anyway when I realize that I'm not saying anything? This is going nowhere.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
So that's when you come up with anyway.
Well, and some of the ones we played yesterday are just. I mean, it's embarrassing. Old thing with the. Hold on. Let me grab the one, the Hunter one we played yesterday. Hang on. This one here. This is
the idea that a balloon.
This is the balloon.
Break American airspace is...
it's ridiculous. Oh, wait a minute.
Anyway, it's not a major breach.
Anyway. But then the laptop...
But by the way, what he just said there, happened four times.
Himself. Yes, well, he had to stop himself, though. Did you notice that? He was going to say it's ridiculous that you think that a balloon could penetrate our airspace, and then he had to look for the answer like, oh, wait a minute, it already happened. Oops. But anyway, not a problem.
Give me one more. I'm going to hear it one more time.
Oh, the Hunter stuff is great.
They've informed me not to speak to this issue to any way try to prejudice the investigation that's going on.
Yeah.
I think it's a number of reasons. Number one, I think that
Yeah, I can't.
Right. The idea.
Running the show, folks. Ooh. Running the show.
Getting our airspace. Wait a minute. It happened four times now. So they're waiting for him to, you know, pony up, have a little something to say, do an interview. They'll have to do it.
Good luck with that.
A listener texted a note here. Says it's too bad Rush isn't here now. He'd give an intelligent analysis of the Biden administration and the idiots running it. The Bible says your princes will be boys. Our country needs real men like DeSantis and Pompeo put in power. Men with common sense and not the fluff that's out there now. I don't remember where I saw this, but did you see the thing that the claim is that DeSantis is running only because the donor class is offering to put a whole lot of dollars behind his campaign? Basically, that he's being encouraged to run by the big bucks folks. He's perfectly happy just right there as governor of Florida, but for this donor class saying, here's some dough, here's some dough, here's some dough, here's some more dough. Believe that? He did just get reelected. So I don't know. Forget where I saw that, but interesting analysis. And to your point, to the texter's point about missing Rush every day. You can't live in the talk radio world and not agree with that 100%. Lister says, FYI, Donald Trump is no longer president of the United States, so should not be referred to as President Trump. Oh, my. They still call Obama President Obama. Is that okay? Once a president, always a president. Hate to break the news to the listener. Did I just hear two experts in a half an hour cite stats with petroleum, gasoline, and ethanol both have a lower carbon footprint than the other? Good listener. Another, I'm all for people and companies, not in cahoots with the government, to provide carbon capture for the capitalistic advantage of collecting additional oil out of the ground. I am too. I am too. And don't forget, the pocketbook of North Dakota depends on the oil and gas industry and its continued efforts. So the idea of enhanced oil recovery, pretty darn good. Gosh almighty, this break is already done. We're out of time. When we come back, more from the Northern Corn Soy Expo, sixth annual event at the Fargo Dome. We're broadcasting live today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. The reviews are in. My coffee is a big hit. People absolutely love it. One of our listeners said, Scott, I've sampled a lot of coffee, but this one's different. It's rich, but also very smooth, low acidity. The finish is clean, and it has a pleasant aftertaste. Try some for yourself today. Go to mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott for up to 25% off. Your choices include whole bean, ground coffee pods, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, and a decaf. Again, in coffee pods, ground, or whole bean, your choice. And guess what? It's roasted and packed right here in the USA. It's guaranteed, like all the products at MyPillow. Mike Lindell invites you to try his new product, MyCoffee, by going to MyStore.com. MyStore.com. Use the promo code Scott or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 or MyStore.com, promo code Scott, for the best coffee you've ever had, bar none.
USA News Update. A national state of emergency has been declared this morning in New Zealand. Cyclone Gabriel swept away roads, inundated homes, and left roughly a quarter of a million people without power. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins called it the most significant weather event New Zealand has seen in this century.
A lot of families displaced, a lot of homes without power, extensive damage done across the country. It will take us a wee while to get a handle on exactly what's happened. I want to acknowledge those families that are currently functioning without power and in some cases without communications. We'll be working as quickly as we can.
The Consumer Price Index was released Tuesday morning, and it shows inflation continues to go in the wrong direction. Inflation rose in January by a half a percentage point. The CPI was up 6.4% from the same period in 2022. Both numbers were higher than expected. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Can bring that down, Daniel, because we need some love. We need some love. Kev's got some love ready to go. We're sharing the love today on Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Little Eric Carmen queued up, ready to go there. That's all good. What movie? Dirty Dancing.
Well, was it really?
Dirty Dancing, Seth. Yeah.
I would not have connected those two dots.
Yeah.
There were a lot of songs in Dirty Dancing that were...
No doubt.
Big time. Yeah, love it. All right. So we're sharing the love today. A little love bumper music for you on What's On Your Mind, Valentine's Day. Live from the Fargo Dome for the Northern Corn and Soy Expo, 6th annual event. Stop on out and say hi. We got some free flag hats when you come on by and say hello. Love to flip you one of those hats or a bumper sticker, your choice. Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They are the indoor air quality experts. They're the experts at a lot of things. I mean, they've been around over 100 years. Started in 1908. So they've done a lot of things and a lot of things well over the years. Started as the little plumber, just that little plumber that could, and completely transformed and went beyond Bismarck to serve the entire region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. But the indoor air quality expertise that they amassed, especially during the COVID era, that was really an amazing time when if you could perfect a way to pull the virus out of the air, or for that matter, any of the bad stuff that's in the air out, less people got sick. Just a proven fact. And what they did was looked at tons and tons and tons of indoor air quality products, because honestly, that's a game that could have you buying something somebody says is the greatest thing ever that really does nothing. So they shot for the best, tested it, and came up with the items that go right into your HVAC that can clean the air. So if you want your air cleaner, the indoor air quality experts, IAQ, have got all that great expertise at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Tell them Scott sent you to hatandsons.com. They do it, and they do it well. A couple more texts I should get to before we bring our guest in here on the program, because they're kind of pouring up. Some good love songs for bumpers. Glory of Love. Is that Peter Cetera? Glory of Love?
That is, yep.
That was in a movie, too, wasn't it? I feel like it was.
Oh, yeah.
Power of Love.
Huey Lewis?
Huey Lewis and Celine Dion, they say.
Ah, there you go.
How about that? A couple of suggestions for you for the short time we have left, Kev. Ford Motor Company is building a $3-plus billion battery manufacturing plant in the state of Michigan. Of course they are. Does that surprise you or anyone else? President Trump is still President Trump, figuratively speaking. Somebody wants you to know. All right. The establishment does not understand. They can throw all the money at DeSantis they want. He will not get the nomination. Grassroots is where it's at. I do agree with that. I don't think necessarily money is going to be the perfect answer. Thanks for those comments. Keep them coming. 701-237-1590. That's our text line. Call us at 271-1100. Our next guest is the general counsel with Growth Energy. Joe, how do you say your last name?
Kakish.
Kakish. All right. Joe Kakish is with us on the floor of the Fargo Dome. How are you doing, Joe?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
What is Growth Energy?
Growth Energy is the largest renewable fuels trade association in the country. We represent ethanol producers and the affiliated industry around that, including folks who construct the ethanol plants, who are affiliated with some of our farmer partners, just to kind of advance our interests in D.C. and across the states.
Everything but the actual growers themselves, I guess, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Give me your state of the ethanol speech. How's things going?
The state of the ethanol is good. We have a very exciting year coming up with the ethanol, especially with the Inflation Reduction Act tax credits that are coming into play to really incentivize the growth of biofuels across the entire fuel types and with our ag partners to really take advantage of some of those credits. The Renewable Fuel Standard continues to be a really central and important part of our industry as we move forward into an era more focused on carbon reduction and on climate change.
Talk about the renewable fuel standard. It's obviously controversial sometimes,
sure,
among some consumers and also members of Congress,
sure,
as it's always a big debate. Some would say, you know, just let the market sort this out. Why do you need to do that? What would you say to that?
Well, I think the renewable fuel standard started 15 years ago with a recognition that sometimes you need to make sure that policy that benefits the rural economy, that benefits our consumers, that benefits the environment, needs that sort of extra push. And it's been the single most successful fuels policy in our country's history. It's created a market for our ag partners to contribute to the transportation fuel supply. It's really invigorated a lot of our agricultural economies, our rural economies, and it's contributed to our commitment to reducing the effects of climate change and reducing carbon. So I'd say it's been a long success, and hopefully it will continue into the future. If we were left purely to market forces, you have some real dominance in the oil industry, and we want to make sure that the benefits of these fuel types are appreciated and given by all of our Americans.
You mentioned rural communities. That's the one thing I think gets lost a little bit because, I don't know about nationwide, but around here, ethanol plants are in small communities.
Absolutely.
And they provide an interesting tax base that wouldn't be there without ethanol of jobs, well-paying jobs, and the plants themselves paying property taxes, and they're just an economic engine in these small towns. Is that the same way across the U.S.?
It's not the same way across the U.S., but you're absolutely right. For the Midwest, where the corn is, farmers are looking for a market for them. They came together to build these plants. It was in many ways a community effort. Still is. We still have a lot of farmer cooperative-owned plants, as well as corporate and privately held plants, and I think it is a real anchor, and it helps also to diversify the rural economy in ways I think that are really helpful, keeping folks in those communities, offering what are in many instances competitive wages for these plants that may otherwise not have been there.
What do you think of the marriage in North Dakota between the ethanol industry and the oil and gas industry? You even have one of the most well-known oil barons. He wouldn't like that term, but Harold Hamm investing in a Summit Carbon Solutions plant. You've got ethanol plants in Iowa saying we got a problem here because of the political environment. We've got to do something with this carbon. Can we pipeline it to you? Can you store it in North Dakota and this alliance? What do you think of that?
You know, I think any company that is forward thinking about where we're headed with with our energy portfolio has got to be thinking about this type of diversity. So, you know, a lot of the major oil companies that you traditionally think of as associated with petroleum are themselves expanding into different energy types. And there's nothing that ties anyone to a particular fuel type or industry. If there's value to be found there, then folks are going to go after it. And if there's synergies, for lack of a better word, between the ethanol industry and the oil industry to make that happen, you know, I'd say, you know, the pie can only grow for folks.
Yeah, and really carbon management and what you do with your carbon
absolutely.
Is as much an issue for the ethanol industry as it for any other industry.
Absolutely. Right? And it's not going away. This is going to be how the pathway for the future is. And I like the way you put it, carbon management. It's as much of a commodity and an issue of concern as traditional commodities as well.
Let's talk about a couple other things that are always a hot topic, E15.
Yes. So E15, as you know, is a higher fuel blend with higher amounts of ethanol blended into gasoline. It has it's a cost saver for our nation's drivers. The more ethanol you have blended, the lower the cost is per gallon. It also has lower greenhouse gas emissions and also lower pollutants coming out from otherwise being replaced by petroleum additives. The challenge, of course, is that E15 is not treated equally in the summertime. E15 is restricted from sale in the summertime because of some outdated perspectives on the environmental impact of E15 compared to E10. When in reality, E15 is actually has a better profile compared to gasoline, 46% of greenhouse gas emissions reductions. And so we're working really hard to make sure that the folks that are in power recognize that so the E15 can be sold year-round and nationwide.
What do you say to people who, you know, when you talk about E15 being a cost saver? I agree with you, right? I'm big on E88, you know, and travel the state in E88. You know, always say across North Dakota, and quite honestly, I'm not on a normal day keeping track of exact mileage and everything else. I'm taking care of my farmer.
Right.
Right. It's a city guy doing something for his farmer.
Right.
So I like that. But a lot of people will say, oh, you know, you're destroying your engine, you're destroying your you know, mileage. What do you say to those folks? What is the argument? Because there's some people just will not give up that argument that it's either hard on the engine or they're not getting the mileage they otherwise would get.
Well, with the in terms of the engine, it's just purely not true. And if folks want to continue to believe it, I don't know what else to say besides the facts are not on their side. Ethanol actually makes the engine run cleaner. And a lot of folks who are buying all these different additives supposedly to deal with the effects of ethanol are putting ethanol into their engines. So the science and the evidence are sort of clear that this is a real winner for our engines and for your driving. As far as the energy density of higher fuel blends, the reality is it is less energy dense, but the trade-off is in cost savings and in a cleaner burning engine. And I don't know the exact dollar per dollar if you're going to get the exact amount, but to your point, they're serving other interests here. You're contributing to the health of our economy. You're contributing to, you know, reducing the impact of these fuel emissions on our communities, and that has its own value.
I want to give you a chance to talk about the Great American Road Trip Campaign. What's that?
So this is a great new campaign that Growth Energy is putting out with a former Olympic gymnast named Sean Johnson East, and her husband Andrew East used to be with the Washington Redskins. They're going on a road trip across the country and taking advantage of these higher fuel blends to make your trips greener and cleaner. So you can follow them along on greenamericanroadtrip.com as they take this trip, and they'll be going to different places that have higher fuel blends and really kind of elevate the profile of this blend nationwide so that consumers, you know, who follow Sean Johnson, who has millions of followers on Instagram, can really get a taste of how they can contribute to, you know, our nation's fuel supply to make sure that they can lower their costs and also just contribute in a relatively easy and straightforward way to lowering greenhouse gas emissions.
That's a neat idea. Great American Road Trip Campaign. When do they start? When do they leave?
So I don't know the exact date because right now we're trying to get the routes and folks can participate. There's two different options for them, different trips that they can take. So folks can go to the website and vote. And then on the basis of that vote, they can go, they'll map out the trip.
All right. I love it. Great idea. Joe Kakish?
Yes.
Growth Energy General Counsel. Thank you, sir. Glad you came to North Dakota.
Great to be here. Appreciate it.
More after this.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo.
offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Park. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguide.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguide.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguide.com. Thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And the news, sing a little Valentine's Day, get up here.
Power love is a curious thing.
There you go. Power love. Now, the Celine Dion version of Power of Love that somebody requested earlier is the Power of Love, same title, but different song, right?
Yeah, we lost that one. Sorry. I don't know where that one went.
Are you not a Celine Dion fan?
No, not really. No, I'm... that's fine.
What is the deal? It's either a love-hate thing with her.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a big fan. I always have been.
I like the... What is the Titanic song she did? Or Your Heart Will Go On? That was okay.
Yeah. That was it, though?
She's all right.
You just don't like the sappy ballads? Is that your thing? Or
not really that much of it, yeah.
Or is it Celine in general that you're not a fan of?
Yeah, you'll notice I wrote Huey Lewis in the news there, so.
Yeah.
That's where I land.
Right. Exactly. Power of love. Sharing the love on Valentine's Day. Thanks for, we love our listeners, and we're glad you're along with us today on the program. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience on special today. You're going to find a hot beef sandwich or a chicken pot pie in, did I say sandwich? I might have. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie at Valley City.
Talking like you're talking like a line cook, buddy. Sandwich.
Sandwich. Yeah. Give me another sandwich.
Got two Cubans and a BLT sandwich. Let's go.
In Harwood, tuna hot dish today. Meatloaf or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Swedish meatballs, NP Avenue. Location of PetroServe USA. Tater Tot hot dish in Glendon. Cheeseburger Mac in Fargo, 45th Street location. PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Our final guest from the Corn and Soy Expo happening at the Fargo Dome. It's a Northern Corn and Soy Expo, sixth annual event at the Fargo Dome today. Busy spot. We're pleased to be joined by Tyson Rosenau, who is the president of the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council. How are you, sir?
I am good. How are you this morning?
Good. Now, you know, normally I would ask you, what's the Corn Utilization Council, but they're kind of self-explanatory, isn't it?
Yeah, we're the checkoff arm for corn producers in the state of North Dakota, and we administer the checkoff, you know, for promotion and education or research for corn. So, yeah, like you said, we get 0.25% of the checkoff administered to us, or 0.25% of the value of corn is the checkoff, and that gets administered to us to spend as we see fit to get the most bang for our buck for North Dakota corn producers.
Yeah, what's your main mission in doing that? What are the things that really do that well?
You know, we do a lot. We fund a lot of research at NDSU and different organizations throughout the state. Like, you know, we partner with the Ethanol Council for ethanol promotion and North Dakota Livestock Alliance to try to promote the livestock industry in the state of North Dakota, and also with some of our national partners like U.S. Grains Council and National Corn Growers Association.
Yeah, so you've got a lot of moving parts to that to do that right. Your ultimate goal in doing all that, all the relationships, is you want people to know what?
Is that we are, you know, those dollars that are taken from every check are pooled together and spent wisely, and we definitely see a benefit from them dollars that in it say that 0.25% from your check could never do individually. So the power of them dollars together and then, you know, used and to promote like exports and new uses of corn is just tremendous.
And it's all farmers making that decision.
That is correct. There's seven farmers elected through seven districts in the state of North Dakota. And then we serve 2 4-year terms. And, yeah.
Where do you farm?
I am from Carrington.
And what are you ready for spring?
I'm ready for the cold to go away. We just got back from out of state, so that was kind of nice. But, no, we're ready for spring. I mean, it's always fun, exciting, and to get going and get out of this lull of winter.
Is this the time you start feeling the itch a little bit, February?
February, when it gets super cold, it's just you look at it and you say, well, I'd rather be, you know, 55 or 60 and melting and getting ready for spring's work.
How important is ethanol to your operation?
You know, we actually move a lot of our corn to ethanol plants, whether that be in the state or up in Canada. But, you know, we've moved a bunch of corn to like the Spearwood ethanol plant, so that's really helped us and, you know, given us a big market for our corn.
Are those Canadian plants competitive in the price that the U.S. plants are paying?
It's hit or miss. It's year in, year out, day by day, whatever. It depends on how their crop is or whatever, but we try to go south to Spearwood if we can, and it's definitely helped us on the basis side of things in our area.
That's great. And they're great for the small towns, aren't they?
Yes, they are very good. Yeah, we have a few employees of that ethanol plant that actually are from the Carrington area. So that's, you know, local faces down there.
Yeah. And, you know, all about being a booster for small towns if you're from Carrington.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And, you know, with Dakota Growers Pasta there and whatever, too, that's huge for our community.
That's great. Well, appreciate you sharing a little bit of the story with us. The president of the North Dakota Corn Utilization Council, Tyson Rosenau. Did I say that right?
Yes.
I want to make sure I did. Good to see you, Tyson.
Yeah, thank you.
Our best to everyone out in Carrington area, and appreciate your time very much. We are out of time for today, folks. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow, and encourage you to check out MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. The coffee is fantastic. If you haven't had that yet, give that a try. You can get it in the pods, in the bag, however you like it. My coffee, fantastic. And the new MyPillow 2.0 is great, too. Been sleeping on it and love it. MyPillow.com. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.